This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Hi. Holy hell, what time is it? Where are we at? What day is it? What's happening?
I go, Allie, you good to go in like 15 seconds? You're like, I think, I don't know. I turn the mics on, she's not looking. I turn the mics off, she's not looking. All right, now you gotta go.
I'm sorry, I'm a hot mess.
Well, what else is new?
That's actually fair. I left half my stuff at home.
Bro!
I like made a drink, not a cocktail. Left it on the counter.
Well, maybe you need a cocktail to loosen up a little bit there.
All right. So I see Drake. We have the NBA Finals going on, right? Uh-huh. So he's just loving his life right now because the Raptors are in. It just makes me want to... every time I see him, and I'm like,
yes.
So what? He went to the NBA Finals and sang "Oh Canada." So is that like their national anthem,
Allie?
Is that what's happening here,
Allie? Okay.
You know what, dude?
So with the NBA Finals, because there's a Canadian team,
yes,
they sing the Star Spangled Banner and they sing "Oh Canada," right?
Has that ever happened where there's been like a Canadian team?
This was the Toronto Raptors' first time in the finals, so no.
So no, it's always been like an American team.
Always, because it's America's sport. Damn it! As I put my hands on my hips and wave my flag.
Which is kind of interesting, actually. That there hasn't been.
So they got a dude singing "Oh Canada," the Canadian theme song, the national anthem, right?
I knew what you meant.
And he gets through like the first verse, and then he puts the mic out for the crowd to start singing. And the crowd starts singing, and then you could tell somebody was like, "Yo, go get the camera on Drake," because Drake is singing his little Canadian heart out.
Oh, geez.
And I wanted to vomit. Because it should have been us. It should have been us, damn it.
Who's been winning?
Last night, the Golden State Warriors came back and won.
Oh, they did. So that makes me happy, but it's not good.
Okay, the series is now 3-2, right? So the Toronto Raptors are still up 3-2.
They're up?
They're up, yes. But, Allie, it gets worse. Kevin Durant, who is one of the best players on the planet, right?
He plays for the Warriors.
Yeah. Hasn't played in a month. I have goosebumps. Decided last night to give it a go, right? 3 minutes into the game, he tears his Achilles.
Oh, no!
Goosebumps.
No.
It was one of the most horrifying things I've ever seen. I'm like, damn it!
So wait, it looked bad, too?
It looked awful.
Oh, like the visual of it was scary.
Allie, I'm not making light of it.
I believe you.
It looked like he got shot the way he immediately just fell over. He just fell over like a ton of bricks. It was awful. And it was so bad that Drake, who is a total D-bag when it comes to the basketball game, went up and was like patting him on the back as he was walking off the sideline.
Because he knew if Kevin Durant got hurt, we would all hate him. And Drake, even more.
Drake seemed legitimately upset by it. While I'm laughing at him for doing Canada, he seemed like he had a heart.
Tough guy.
Mr. Drake, I'm such a badass.
Of course he has a heart. All he sings about are his damn feelings.
When you're right, you're right.
I mean, Drake was the rapper who made it cool to rap about your feelings. But I do love you for introducing me to Make Me Proud, Gibbons.
Dude, I bumped
that song because every time I'm feeling bad about myself, I'm like, Gibbons said, listen to Make Me Proud.
Damn
and then
right.
I'm like, yeah!
Old school Drake.
I'm like, yeah!
First album Drake.
I'm like, that's like a pump you up song.
Damn right it
like,
is, girl.
Don't put up with any crap.
I
love that song.
I'm so proud of you. Everything adding up. You've been through hell is back. That's why you bad as bloop, and you know you are.
I love it.
And on that note.
So ladies, just listen to little Drake when you're
Drake's first
not
album,
angry.
Dude, Thank Me Later, is one of the greatest all-time emo albums, rock or otherwise,
well, his basketball
ever.
Taste sucks.
Amen to that.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
This is when we talk.
I was texting intern Erica. I'm sorry, I need caffeine. I forgot it on my counter. I'm dying.
And I was wondering why you asked me 2 seconds before the mics went on, do you want anything from McDonald's? And I'm like, a Coke. And then I answered like an idiot and give you
Erica, I need a Diet Coke stat.
We need help here. We need the caffeine, please.
Okay. Hey, girl. This is what I'm texting her. Can you please?
Oh, Jesus. Allie, get it together. Jesus Christ.
I can't. I'm clearly a mess.
You really can.
Can you please run through McDonald's, make sure I text her the right thing, and grab us a large Diet Coke for Allie and a large Coke for Gibbons.
Oh, McDonald's
Have
Coke.
Have a great day. See you soon.
McDonald's Coke is the greatest thing of all time.
All right, there.
Oh.
$10 says intern Erica's not even listening while driving in. $10. Swear to God. All right, live from the Kiss FM Adam Deputy.com studios. It's 5:43. It's true.
It's damn true.
Gibbons, what's your good news this morning?
Well, now I have two pieces of good news.
I have to piece my brain together to find it.
Hold on. You do. Okay, let that fog clear.
You go first.
My first good news is that I'm going to have a Coke here in about 10 minutes. A McDonald's Coke, the greatest Coke of all time.
Yes, if she gets the text.
If she doesn't get the text, her ass is going to go back when she gets here and get the Coke and the Diet Coke. She's an intern. Hello.
Can you give me an egg? One egg?
Just a single egg.
Tell him I'm on keto. I need one egg.
But my second piece of good news is it may be Tuesday here in reality world, but it's Friday for me. I'm going on vacation tomorrow.
I forgot you're leaving.
Although I don't know if I'd call it much of a vacation.
You're going on a road trip with a 3 and 6 year old?
A 3 and 6 year old.
Good luck with that. You're going to...
My girlfriend?
It's going to be great. This is good news. Never mind. It's going to be great.
And my girlfriend's mother. I know. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. No, it's going to be great.
Dude, a year ago, you were a bachelor downtown. Now you're driving on a road trip with a 3 and a 6 year old, a girl, and her mother. Who are you, dude?
It's going to be great. I'm a traveling man. That's who I am. I'm traveling and I'm getting out there in the world. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. You're like really like,
And when it goes to hell in a handbasket at about 7:30 tomorrow morning, I'm going to call into the radio station and beg, can I come back? Please, can I come back?
And then I'm going to talk to you like I talk to my children. Givens, we all make our own choices. Welcome to your life.
Exactly. So that's my good news.
Funny. My good news actually is that yesterday, full day, Mondays are psychotic in my house, but Hudson had his branching out ceremony,
which is
from 4K graduation, dude, which is, I know, could it be any funnier?
Oh my God.
4K?
Mm-hmm.
But it was adorable. And he goes up in Sussex just for 4K, kind of by his dad. And so then he'll go back by me in the fall with Owen, because Sussex has free 4K.
Hey.
And New Berlin doesn't.
Hey,
so
money,
thanks for
money
nothing,
talks.
New Berlin. So don't make me move to another city and give them my taxes, because I will.
Seriously.
Kevin's just burped.
I didn't burp.
It.
What are you talking about?
So now I'm going from good news to bitching again. See, I gotta clear my head this morning. I'm not in the right realm.
I have a question about the ceremony, because if I remember, Owen had a ceremony for either kindergarten or 4K years ago.
He did, but it was at his school in Muskego where he was at the time.
Now, during that ceremony, if I remember, Owen wasn't paying attention at all and was all over the place and was kind of a madman. Was Hudson able to keep it together?
Yes, and let me tell you something. Because Owen, we were still finding out he had ADHD.
And
4K was where it kind of came to light, because he was struggling in school because of the ADHD. He couldn't sit.
Can't focus.
And so we got him diagnosed. He's doing better. But I got to tell you, Hudson sat on that stage, and Hudson's been diagnosed with ADHD.
Uh-huh.
He's not medicated. He was the last class to go. He sat on that stage for like 20 minutes, and even the principal was like, please give a hand to the 4Kers who are sitting there the whole time. And I was like, that's my baby.
Now
he's sitting still.
I know the answer is no to this question, but did you give that kid a tranquilizer or something?
I should have. Yeah. You know what? I didn't give him a tranquilizer. I just put him to bed too late, so he's so damn tired.
Smart.
And he was sitting on the stage staring off into the sky. Like, but it was adorable. They all got to walk up, hug their teacher.
Aww.
Every parent got to walk up and take a picture.
Oh, God. Did it take 4 hours? Jesus.
It took a while, but they said it's good. But they had it running smoothly.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway. Oh, Erica, intern Erica wrote back. We might be in lock, Gibbons.
Might, but I can't have Mike.
She's listening.
Okay, well,
yes,
if you're listening,
Kyle,
then get your ass to McDonald's.
Get a Diet Coke. And give me an egg.
And an egg, please.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
And now, intern overachiever. Our other intern isn't late. I just sent her to McDonald's to get me some damn caffeine because I'm dying, and I left my Diet Coke on the counter. That's how flustered I was this morning.
At what point when you left the house did you realize?
Halfway here, and I was talking to my nanny. This is what I do. She comes in.
Dude.
She comes in as she just comes in. Like, I'm upstairs getting ready, and she just comes in quietly. My dog doesn't bark. Like, we have it trained.
Uh-huh.
Like, we are good to go. Yeah. And so I was making my soda, talking to her about the day, what I needed her to do for me, blah, blah, blah. How's your life?
Yep. And then, oh, crap.
I got halfway here and went, where's my Diet Coke? Okay, what happened? So first of all, you take a Lyft here, right?
Yeah, until like the next week or so, because my friend Nanny's out here, so she hasn't started yet. So like, I'm just lifting, hanging out.
That's dedication.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
You know, overachiever over here.
Overachiever. No, it really is. That's why we call you intern overachiever.
So
you were in the Lyft this morning.
I was in the Lyft this morning with Tony. the funniest, nicest guy I've ever had a ride with. Loves you guys. Turned it on as soon as I got in the car when he saw where I was going.
Oh, Tony!
And he was like, oh my God, I love Riggs and Allie. I love Gibbons. Loves Gibbons the Great.
Ah, Tony!
Like, how does he do that? All this stuff.
Tony!
Was like, Allie is such like a cool mom, like single mom doing the thing. Oh. All that stuff.
Oh my God, Tony, oh I want to hug you. I want to eat you up like I tell my kids.
Seriously.
The nicest guy ever. Oh. Big fan.
Tony!
Big fan.
What up, Tony?
We
what
love
up,
you, Tony.
We love you too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is awesome.
Yeah, such a cool guy.
Did
super
you did you tip him a lot? Because I'll pay you back for that.
Since oh, of course.
We don't mind buying ratings around here.
Hell no.
I will tip him all day long.
You can't say that on the
okay,
radio. Jesus
damn.
H. Christmas,
jokes,
dude.
Jokes. Don't act like you've never tipped a waitress a little extra because she listens to the. You're like, ding,
no,
ding.
But I would never say it where it's recorded, you lunatic. Jesus, God.
Here's the thing. When they know who you are, you're like, well, damn, now I got to tip them more. They're going to tell all their friends I'm cheap.
Exactly.
I think about these things. I'm like, ah, I got to tip this chick more. She's awesome.
That reminds me, did you tip Tony extra? Because we'll totally
she's
pay people.
Did she even tip him? She's in college.
Well, no, we'll totally pay people to listen to us. We'll totally do that.
Kevin's like, shut up, Allie. Don't say that. So anyway, we'll totally pay.
Yeah.
So Tony, shout out. Thank
you. Shout out to Tony.
Wow, that makes me happy.
You know what? I got to be honest.
Lucky. Yeah.
Talking about Tony and how great Tony was better than any trending story here because Tony's
fair
a
enough.
Local guy doing good out there at 6 in the morning.
And is he busy at 6 in the morning?
Yeah,
did he say?
He said he does like the whole night shift and he works right until 6 or 7.
Okay.
So I was like one of his last trips and he's like, oh, this is the best trip I could have had. Aww. Like all that stuff. And I was like, wow, stroke my ego a little bit more. Like, come on.
That's now,
intern,
so sweet.
Intern overachiever, which part of town, like where do you live and where do you come from? Not exact address, but
you go to Marquette.
I go
right?
to Marquette, uh-huh. So right around that area, right near around campus.
So Tony's at Marquette and goes, let me just
doing
pick up this
thing.
Random girl and then coming to Kiss FM.
Yeah. Tony, we love you.
I wish
we
you would have stayed
Tony.
In the parking lot, Tony.
I know our intern came in. I go, is he still out there? I'll go talk to him. Where is he?
You watch in about 10 minutes. Tony's going to be
he's
like,
he's going to be right back.
I'm back, yo.
Tony.
I got his business card, though. So
let me see. I used to have some. Dude, when I was young and fun, oh my God, you're bringing back all the feels. When I lived downtown, I used to have a taxi because there were no Ubers, okay?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
10 years ago.
Okay.
So I had this taxi driver and I literally had his phone number.
Oh
a lot of people
God.
Have this, I know, but I had this like plethora of people I could call.
Uh-huh.
Because I was so obnoxious, I would get in these cabs and get to know everybody.
Well,
and
then
I would have 7 cab drivers I could call on a whim's notice who would come get me.
Don't forget
and they'd be
though.
Like, Allie, we're on our way.
We have James, the Uber driver who
James
calls
is
and
our boy.
We have Lisa, the Lyft driver. So we have our own connected crew
and now
here.
We have Tony.
Tony, you have to call in and say hi too.
Yeah. Tony, give us a call, brother. And if you want to try to stump Gibbons a great, yo, Bumble Clot, that's not going to happen.
He has a slogan.
Oh, God, what is it?
Tony has a slogan. It's his card says, you tried the rest, now call the best.
Yeah.
Yes,
Tony,
love you.
Amen, Tone. All right.
That's awesome.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi.
What up?
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I don't know what Bieber's thinking. Just sing your song with that Sheeran that I love and shut up. Because listen to what this guy is now doing. And I don't even understand why he's doing this. Justin Bieber is now challenging, of all people, do UFC cage match. Guess who? Of all people.
I have no
idea.
It
doesn't even make sense. Tom Cruise. Thank you. Tom Cruise isn't even cool anymore. We don't care about Tom Cruise. Did the other Top Gun even come out yet? Did we care? Thank
what
you.
In the blue friggin' hell?
It has to be some kind of publicity stunt set up because this makes no sense. This is his quote. Justin Bieber gets on Twitter. Doesn't even make sense. He says, I want to challenge Tom Cruise to a fight in the octagon. Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared and you will never live it down. Huh? What is he talking? What? Yeah, it's got to be set up. It's got to be. There's no way. Why would he come for Tom Cruise out of nowhere?
Hold on.
There's more. No, wait, there's more that you
God.
Need to know before you comment.
Oh, God.
Conor McGregor.
Oh, no.
Offered to host it.
Oh, God.
And he said, if Tom Cruise is man enough to accept this challenge, McGregor Sports and Entertainment, see the plugs,
bro.
Will host the bout. Does Cruise have the sprouts to fight like he does in the movie? Stay tuned to find out. So they're like, coming, and then I don't understand.
Okay, like, Tom Cruise is 56 years old,
is he?
And is 5'7" and a toothpick. Justin Bieber's about to turn 25 in the prime of his life.
I don't think one's bigger than the other. I bet you they're the same size in person.
Bieber's like 5'9", but Bieber's kind of beefed up. I'm just saying Tom Cruise
was beefed up.
Yeah, but Tom Cruise is 57 years old.
Well, this
Bieber's
is what somebody said.
What
they
in
said,
the hell?
No, that's what makes Bieber look stupid is that I could, you know, that's like me trying to fight a 70-year-old. Are
true.
You with me?
Very true.
Like, that's like me coming at my mom and being like, come on, come at me, bro. Like, of course you're going to say come at me, bro, to an old dude. You're gonna beat him.
I have a theory
that it's all publicity and
obviously
stupid.
But maybe Bieber, because you said the Top Gun, they made it. It hasn't come out yet, the
I don't
new
know.
Top Gun.
When does the new, has it come out? I don't even know. I wouldn't even know. Can I ask our intern something though, ladies? Tom Cruise was like the bomb when I was a kid, right? Because of Top Gun. I'm assuming it's not the same for your... Do you care about... Does Tom Cruise even mean anything to you guys at all? Do you have any emotion?
Not really.
Do you have any movie? My point is this. How old are you girls? What ages?
21.
20.
Do you have any emotional connection to Tom Cruise whatsoever?
No.
Not even a
that
little bit.
Doesn't, which is why... Thank you. And that doesn't surprise me. We grew up in the 80s with Tom Cruise at Top Gun when he was like the hottest 25-year-old you've ever seen. Now he's a weirdo, okay? I get it, and nobody cares.
You know what? I just, hold on.
Why is Bieber bringing up Cruise? I'm so confused.
Okay, first, the new Top Gun comes out in 2020, and Allie, to us, Tom Cruise is the guy from Top Gun. In all those movies, right?
Hold on. We have an emotional connection. Why would a 20-year-old?
To this generation, the girls who are 20.
Which is Bieber's generation.
He's the guy who went on Oprah and jumped on the couch. Remember when Tom Cruise
exactly
went crazy?
Do you guys remember
about,
that?
I think he's more related.
They know Katie Holmes.
Yeah, we
from
know like
Dawson's
the dramatic
Creek.
Part.
Uh-huh. Ah. Now, the new Top Gun doesn't come out till 2020, which leads me to believe they're still shooting, so they could do reshoots. There has to be a tie-in with Bieber making a cameo.
You think this is... It's all set up.
It has to be. Why else would...
Why would Justin Bieber... This is my point. That's why I want to know the interns who are almost the same age as him. You have no connection to Tom Cruise. He means nothing to you emotionally. Yet you're challenging him in a fight.
Maybe Bieber...
I don't get it.
Maybe Bieber was sitting on his couch with some friends doing some recreational activities. You know what I'm saying? And goes, hey, man, I bet you I could challenge Tom Cruise to a fight on Twitter and it'll make news.
Yeah, you're probably right. Ugh. And then Conor McGregor was dumb enough to think it was...
Marketing. I can throw my name in this. Marketing.
I can't wrap my head around this one. Well, I'm glad you guys remember Tom Cruise on the couch because that's what, honest to God... What destroyed him?
Yep.
Ask Gibbons. He was one of the most loved, adored, hottest movie stars there was. Like, everybody loved Tom Cruise until the couch. And then it all went downhill. And then his image got screwed up. He got into the more Scientology even more.
Yeah.
Got a little awkward. But Katie Holmes has been with Jamie Foxx for like 5 years now.
Yeah, now they're out publicly.
Yeah, they've been hiding it for 5 years. Now Google, you'll find pictures of them now. 5 years they've been dating, secretly.
And you'll find half a dozen interviews where it gets brought up and Jamie Foxx has walked off in the middle of interviews.
He won't answer.
Well, now they're
answering.
Oh, my God.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Intern Fun Pants, don't be scared. 103.7 Kiss FM. Well, maybe be a little. I know you're shocked by this.
We got to backtrack a little bit, though.
Okay. You rewind, Gibbons, and then I'll start grilling her because I have questions.
Okay, so we have a new crop of interns here. We've got Intern Overachiever and we've got Intern Fun Pants.
I really like them both.
I like that new name.
Which one?
Fun Pants.
Oh, my.
Wait.
I was going to come in today and tell her, do we need to change it?
Are we pivoting?
Changed like 5 times.
No, if you like Fun Pants, I'm okay with Fun Pants because I decided last night.
I mean, what do you want to change it?
Well, I thought maybe I was a little too old. Maybe Fun Pants sounds like my grandma. Maybe we need like, intern drunk on Water Street or something. I don't know. Like, Fun Pants, does that sound like something your grandma would say?
No, because you
it
know
sounds
what?
Fun.
No, listen.
I just wanted to make sure I wasn't aging her because she's like young and adorable and like, you know,
it's not
fun
just,
pants is not an old term.
No, but listen, it's not just fun pants to be fun pants, because in the past on this show, we've had intern Smarty Pants. We've had intern Sassy Pants.
Oh, yeah.
She's a member of the Pants family now.
Okay,
an official member.
I'm glad you've embraced it then, because it makes sense, because we have intern Overachiever and we have intern Fun Pants, and they balance each other out. Mm-hmm. They're perfect for each other. Oh, and yeah. I love them both.
Now, a few weeks ago, intern Fun Pants opened up to us about her and her boyfriend, only not her boyfriend, because they were exclusive, but they weren't exclusive. Listen. They were only seeing each other, not seeing other people, but they weren't boyfriend, girlfriend.
So I lit her up, right?
Of course.
So I light you up, and I go, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah.
Who just says they're
lit
not...
Lit me up.
Lit you up.
Literally.
I light everybody up, so don't take it personally. It's part of my job.
Oh, my
So I light her up like, what do you mean you're not exclusive? That doesn't make any sense. How can you only be dating each other and not be boyfriend, girlfriend?
Thank you. And then
I met the other dude who said, yeah, you get. And then I did the same thing she did.
Yep.
I put my foot in my mouth.
But it's been a couple of weeks since we found this out, that you're exclusively unexclusive or unexclusively exclusive.
I have so many questions. Your dude goes to college with you at Whitewater.
Correct.
And you guys have been seeing each other for how long?
Since like January.
And I'm not going to say his name. I'm not going to call him out.
Neither am I.
No way. I would never do that. That's not cool. But he's an athlete, correct?
I thought you were going to say another word that
Hell
starts with A.
No, yes. He's an athlete. Okay, we don't need to say anything else other than that.
Correct.
I'm painting the picture.
Yes.
Erica, a.k.a. intern Fun Pants, wants to be a sportscaster.
Yes.
And she's hot as hell and 20. So she's got
21.
Whatever. 21 and fine.
Don't need that fake ID.
I don't need the fake ID. But she could easily make it in the sports world, because let's not act like there's not visual stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with dudes.
Looking at me, I haven't said one word about the girls' looks for the love of God.
I already know how they cast the women, okay? So I'm saying, you're already ahead of the game, and then you're smart, and then you know a lot about sports. You're good.
You're very professional.
Thanks.
Whatever, Gibbons. He's trying to be nice. I'm just keeping it real. You
100%.
You have to be the whole package.
Yes.
Does this make any sense?
It's 100%. Oh, yeah.
If you're going to be on TV, it's just what it is these days. And so I'm like, okay, she's cute. She's dating this athlete. And now she's telling us they're together, but they're not together.
Uh-huh.
So what happened? You like dropped a bomb on us yesterday. Now,
well, because we were talking about your love life.
About my
so
love life.
Like, you know what? I'll film it.
Which is a dumpster fire at this point.
I'm already over Madison guy. It's a dumpster fire, but this isn't about me.
This is for what?
I'm already over the new guy. Okay, so go ahead. What's going on? You guys are... What happened?
So, yeah. Okay.
Tell me everything now.
Okay.
Spill your guts.
We need it all.
Sunday, I saw him, went to his house, and then he just finally asked... Like,
he asked you to be his...
Well, hold on. Thank God.
Okay, so it's Sunday.
You were waiting for this.
Oh, yeah.
You go to his house. Set the scene. Are you in the living room watching TV? Wait, and he goes, want to be my girlfriend officially?
Are you both from Franklin?
No.
Okay. I just didn't know if you were around here. Whitewater's close.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's in the area.
Okay, that's all I need to know. Perfect.
But not from Franklin.
Are you eating a candlelight dinner Sunday night? And he says to my girlfriend.
They're 21.
I know, but
candlelight dinners.
What was the scene?
Oh my
Set
God.
The scene okay, when he asked.
I was eating Culver's in his room.
Oh, there you go.
Now that's a good relationship at 21.
Yeah.
And he just turns to you and he's like, so, my girlfriend? Or like, how does he ask?
Well, we were just...
Talking.
Yeah, we were just talking about stuff, and then
about what kind of stuff?
Yeah,
like what? Tell us, intern Fun Pants.
No, because this is like the whole Southeast Wisconsin listening. Probably
there's nobody
No,
have you? Hold on. Have you seen our ratings? There are 11 people listening, and Allie over here has spilled her freaking guts since you were like 5.
I know. So, I have given you my soul since you were a child. Tell me everything.
Spill the tea,
now.
Damn it.
All right,
no
fine.
Guilt. No guilt.
She
trip.
Kissed me and goes, do you want to be my girlfriend? So I was like, I said, shut up.
She said, shut up. No, you
I literally said, shut up.
She's like a mini me. I would be like, shut up. Like, shut up, like happy, though.
Yeah.
Or shut up like you're in shock.
Yes, happy.
Or,
and then in shock. And I was like, dude, I really didn't think you were going to ask. And he was like, oh, I was going to.
Aww.
Did he?
So cute.
Hold on. When
yes,
he asked you, because I have this image in my head because I'm a child.
Show me a picture of this guy. I won't show anyone.
Oh, we haven't seen any photos of him.
I
want to
see this guy because I got a real hot piece of toddy pictured in my
mind. I have a question.
Yes, intern overachiever. Yes, what's your question? Let me see this guy right now.
Was it the dude from the Snap story?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, so this dude's so like prominently hot.
Okay.
Has
me on
Give
Snapchat.
Me the damn picture.
Okay.
I want to see this guy.
Well, the Wi-Fi is horrible in here.
Of course.
So I can't really look at it right now.
I have this image
said
in my head.
Bad, but
when
I'll be quiet.
When he asked you, were you like in the middle of taking a bite of your burger or something,
no.
And then he goes in for
no.
the kiss?
Right. That
no.
would be bad.
So he's not eating.
So the timing was right.
Picture.
Okay.
Just show me a picture.
I'm trying to load my phone.
I won't judge.
I won't judge. Get the hell out of here.
I
won't
judge. I totally will judge. That's my job. Okay,
JCFO.
So listen.
Hold on. I'm
JCFO.
I can confirm. He's cute.
Oh.
Thank you.
Okay, so.
So, I picture a tall guy. Is he tall?
I yes, picture him like.
He is tall, of course, because he's an athlete.
I'm picturing Christian Yelich. I'm picturing Christian Yelich.
I picture a blonde.
Yeah.
I see
a
brunette.
Picture a dark haired guy.
On,
picture a blonde.
I see a 6'3 brunette, a brown haired guy, probably a buck 85, slim but fit. And just walks into a room, Allie. He's the guy that walks into a room and everybody goes, oh, look at that. I
so
think he's
we
a-
have really built this guy up in our head. Okay, he is like
I'm really
majestical.
Trying to find a picture right now.
You have
my, my Instagram's not loading.
Okay, I was going to say, do you have him on your Instagram?
Because no.
I can just look. Oh, here's another whole topic.
Holy crap.
So wait, he's your boyfriend now. Is he going to be allowed to be on your Instagram? Because your Instagram is like hot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, but, you're going to let him on?
Yeah.
Is there going to be like an official picture?
Probably not.
Okay, now hold on.
Let me see this guy.
I have more
That's
questions.
Us at Summerfest last year.
Oh my God, he's everything I pictured.
Let me see. Let me see.
He's adorable. He looks like he's going to go to Marquette in a year, even though he goes
oh
to
my God.
Whitewater. Does he not look like a Marquette guy?
That was,
he's
yeah,
like
that
got
picture
a polo
was at Summerfest
You mean the same
year.
Guy in every single class you've ever had?
Yes. Thank you. He's
Blonde,
a white
skinny,
dude.
White Somebody, kid. Yep.
With spike, a little kind of spiky hair. Let me.
That photo. Hold on. This photo is from Summerfest last year.
Last
so
summer. Yeah.
Were you guys friends before you started? Oh, so
you gotta be.
Did you?
Wait, were you making out at this point? Don't tell me the truth. Were you making out when you took this picture at Summerfest last year?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Hold on. Hey, hold on. Honest
wait,
question.
I want to see.
Hold on. Oh, yeah. Was he in the friend zone with you, and did he break through the friend zone?
Fun fact. I friend zoned him last summer.
She friend zoned him. Hold on.
Because
time
I
out.
Still no.
My
because
draw, bitch.
No, because no. Listen
bowing.
To this. He still
God,
brings
I'm
it up.
I'm bowing down to you right
no,
now.
He still brings it
oh
up.
Oh my
because
God.
Friend zoned him.
I gotta hear how. I hold on.
Yes,
so, you, hold on. So, okay. Hold on. Before you go, what you are about to say is giving men who are listening right now hope, because there are dudes out there who have been friend zoned and try, and you are gonna give them hope.
He's right.
Like, yep.
He's right.
Okay,
though.
So
yes.
He's adorable.
I am so invested in this
Here's
story.
Your phone
so
back,
last.
Don't worry. So what happened?
Last
Cut
summer,
to the chase.
Around this time ish, me and my ex. We're like done.
Yeah.
Oh, you had a guy at the time. No wonder you friend zoned him.
Yeah. So I still was still like, probably I still wanted to go. So we were only like friends.
Yes.
But then I was still wanting to go back to my ex.
Oh.
She was playing the back and forth with the ex, which is normal at your age.
Totally.
It was. Yeah. That's
what we all do.
That's long.
So wait,
long
you
gone.
Finally cut off your ex.
Yes.
Who does he go to Whitewater too?
Yes.
Awkward.
Do they know each other?
Was he a good guy?
No.
He was
fire.
Not a good guy.
Correct.
So screw that guy.
Yeah.
Screw that guy. You good?
I'm not going into detail with that.
We don't need to do. I'm not going to do that to you on the air if it was
no,
bad,
yeah.
And I don't want you to like rehash
okay.
traumatic relationships.
No, it's
I
good.
Get it. I don't. I
it's
get
all
it.
Good.
So okay. So she friend zoned the new guy.
Uh huh.
And then okay. So we were like. Okay.
Erica,
spit it
every
out.
Time
okay.
She talks,
stop thinking.
She goes,
stop thinking.
So
she
we
stops
were just
again.
Okay, so Summerfest, we were just. No, we weren't. Okay, so we were like, he
oh
was looking
God.
At me,
you
were like talking.
Just be quiet. You're exhausting me.
Okay.
You were talking at Summerfest.
Then I was like, whatever.
Oh my God.
I can't wait till she hears this break back. This is
no, this
hysterical.
Is gonna be horrible.
And then, yeah.
And she doesn't like, know the music I'm playing
and then
underneath.
And then we started talking again.
See, you guys don't bring headphones in. Gibbons is playing music right now that you can't hear.
You don't know what it is. You gotta listen back.
They have no idea that he's playing wedding music.
You have no
right
idea.
Now.
All right.
Okay, hold
I'm
on.
I'm nervous.
She's
what
nervous.
Is it?
You know what?
I get why you're nervous. Is he's probably listening.
We'll stop the grilling.
He's not awake right now.
We'll take it to Snapchat or Instagram, but I have one final question. This dude is going to become a character on this show.
Okay.
Is what's his name?
Is his name Chad? Yes or no?
No.
It is now.
Like
it
Chad.
Is now.
He looks like a Chad. Like
your boyfriend?
Look like a Chad.
He has on a polo, a red Wisconsin polo.
In
yep.
that picture.
He has on khaki shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's adorable.
Yes.
He's tall.
Yep.
He's got like kind of spiky hair, but you know, But like trendy, I mean, spiky hair.
He looks like he could whoop your ass in beer pong.
Frat star potential.
I'm telling you, Chad. Marquette kid. He looks like a Marquette boy to me.
Literally looks like. Does don't every guy remind me?
Intern overachiever goes to Marquette. He looks like every guy in every class
literally
you went to.
Every guy.
Yeah. Listen, so I hope you and Chad have a bright, lovely future together.
At the country club.
And if and when
enjoy your life.
But if and when it goes to hell in a handbasket, we will be here to grill you about
always,
it next.
Can't always. Wait. And just remember. We love Chad.
Yes.
We're glad Chad asked you to be his girlfriend finally while you ate Culver's in his bedroom. It's about time.
Yes.
Very cute,
but
right?
Always remember, this is my motto to all the women out there.
Give it to him, girl.
Take care of yourself.
Before.
He is an extra to your life.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Snaps. Yes. Snaps. You do not want to, you cannot rely on anyone for all your stuff. Don't get codependent. Be happy. Enjoy him. Love each other.
Whew.
But do not. Do not get codependent.
Oh,
do you hear
never.
Me?
No.
Stay towards what you're doing. Work towards your career. Let Chad have it every now and then if he wants it. Enjoy yourself. And just, you know, live your life.
Thank you for
and
that.
I'm glad you got rid of the Loser X. I don't know anything about it, but I'm happy about
and
that.
And this was life advice brought to you by
Trust
a woman.
Me.
Hold on. Life advice brought to you by a woman whose life is a total train wreck.
Yeah, because I depended on a man. Thank you very much. So don't do it.
You can't
and
depend
now,
on
lesson
men.
Learned. You can't depend on anyone.
And now the bitch
you
is back.
You have to be able to, you know, you got this, girl.
Oh, man.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Oh, man.
103.7 Kiss FM.
Uh-huh.
Riggs and Allie, just me and Gibbons, though, today, and our two interns.
Yes.
657, good morning.
Good morning.
So, what are we talking about?
Okay. Can you imagine, Allie?
You ever need to drink some more caffeine?
Take a sip. You've gambled a bit, right?
Gambled?
Gambled, yes.
Yes. I like to gamble. I like to go to Vegas and gamble.
You ever win money big at Pato? When you go down to Pato, throw a little money on the tables
no,
there?
No, I have not.
Okay. How would you react if you hit the jackpot on a slot machine, Allie?
Mm-hmm.
For like 14 grand, 13 grand.
Oh, I would freak.
Right? What would you do with the money?
Damn.
Probably put it somewhere safe, maybe in the bank, right?
Yeah, I would say that and spend half of it. Let's
now,
be real.
Now imagine you go back the next day to Pato and you win the jackpot again. 13 grand this time.
Stop it. 2 days in a row.
Two times in 3 days you win.
Did this happen?
This happened to a guy, and what happened to him next freaking sucked, dude.
What
sucked.
Happened?
Okay. So this dude wins a jackpot on Monday. Monday the
3rd. At Pottawatomie.
At Pato, right?
He wins 13 grand.
He goes back
like on
Wednesday.
A slot machine.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Goes
I
back
really
on
like
Wednesday.
Slots. I find them boring.
Me too.
I'd rather do like blackjack or something.
I'm a fan of the tables, but.
Yes, me too. But I'm like a dude, so what's new?
Dude wins 25 grand in the span of 2 days. Now, when you win money big from a casino, they can give you the cash. They can give you a check. They can have somebody escort you to your car so that you don't get robbed there. Then you're on your own, right? This guy allegedly got the cash, 25 grand cash, and then he went out and bought a safe.
So wait, it wasn't even fixed? He didn't like fix the machine. It was just luck.
Luck, bro.
And he won it 2 days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
God knows how much he put into it, in fairness.
Exactly.
That's the trick to gambling.
So he puts all the money in a safe, and he tells a few select people. But apparently he told the wrong person because he hears a knock at his door.
No.
Goes to open up the door. It's a dude with a gun. The guy gets pistol whipped.
No.
Where's the safe? Where's the safe? The guy gives up the safe, loses like all of the money. Can you imagine, dude, you win $25,000 at Pato on two separate trips.
And you
probably go there quite
cash?
A bit.
Cash? There was your first dumb thing.
Well, I mean,
when you have enough to start one now.
You do.
Don't act like you can't go open a bank account and put that money somewhere.
I agree. If it was me, I wouldn't. I would take the check and go right to the ATM and throw it in the bank. But that's just me. Maybe this is a cash business, but. I mean, think about it, right? You're behind. I don't know this guy's full story, but like you're behind
on
the bills.
You know what I'm saying, though?
You got this new money. This is a new lease on life. It's a fresh start. And then you tell the wrong friggin' person. They come in with a gun and take your cash.
I mean, how not street smart are you? I hide $20 when it's in my house. Like anybody cares.
Bro, this guy, it was in direct violation of not life's most important rule, but life's second most important rule, which is, not that. No, that's the most important.
Oh.
This one, bro. Streets is watching. If you got 25 large, GTFO.
You don't tell people that. You don't tell people when you have a ton of money.
I swear to God, if I won $25,000, I wouldn't tell my mother. I would tell nobody.
So, okay, here's my next question then. Did they don't know who took the money?
They don't know.
And they aren't going to, he's out of this money, is what you're telling me.
He's SOL as from everything, which crap out of luck. Yeah, from everything I've seen, everything.
He wins the jackpot two nights in a row at Pottawatomie, tells the wrong person, and then gets robbed.
I mean, from the greatest luck ever to the crappiest luck.
Well, he did that to himself by opening his big mouth.
That's true.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so are you ready to hear who is now added to the list of celebrities who are now accused of groping women and touching them inappropriately? Because the list is just a growing out there.
If I'm being 100% completely honest, no, I'm not ready. Because you said it's someone I know and someone I like. And
it's someone we all know that we love that makes us laugh. He also was one in one of the most famous movies from the 90s that had to, that gave us some insight when it came to what it's like in the black community. It was one of the best movies ever. I shouldn't say that black community, but this black community. It'll make sense when I tell
please,
you what it is.
Now I want to say Chris Rock, but no.
Show me the money!
Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Boys in the Hood and Jerry Maguire.
Yes, I was talking
about Boys in the Hood. You girls are too young for, but Boys in the Hood was one of the most like classic movies.
Allie, hold on.
What?
You said you were talking about Boys in the Hood, but you quoted Jerry Maguire. I'm very confused right now.
Because he was in both.
Yes, okay.
He was the star of both.
He was also the star
of Boys in the Hood. That was like one of the first times we got introduced to Cuba Gooding Jr. And then Jerry Maguire made him like funny to us.
He was in a movie that featured a gay cruise, and he was on gay cruise line, but I can't remember the name. He was also, I think, in Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar, another random 90s movie. So what did Cuba Gooding Jr. do?
Well, he's the latest celebrity to be added to the list for groping women. Now he's being accused of touching them inappropriately.
He was also O.J. Simpson in the People vs. O.J. Simpson recently.
Thank you. I was like, what did he do recently where we really saw him? Yeah, so basically they say that he was at a club on Sunday night. So this was like recent. Okay, that's the worst part. A woman who's 30 years old told police that he grabbed her boob. They were socializing around 9 p.m. at this like rooftop bar and lounge. And she said he was highly intoxicated. After he grabs her, she got into an argument with him. They had to break it up with security. But here's the problem. This is what I don't know why these men have to learn the hard way when the Me Too movement. Did you learn nothing that he's thinking I'm popular, I'm rich, I'm Cuba Gooding Jr. I could just grab her boob because she's partying with me and she's giving me a sign. Even if she looks into you and says, I want you, let her touch you first, dude.
Allie, I'm trying to listen to what you're saying, but I can't look at you. I can't look at the interns. I can't look at a female right now because honestly, hearing this from a very prominent a guy who people know, a celebrity, hearing him use that power makes me as a dude on the radio here who 11 people know feel like a scumbag and feel like...
I know, because he's literally using his power And then he thinks he's entitled to it because of his power without even realizing that he thinks he's entitled to it. That's the sad part about it, right? So it's just like, how many times do we have to say you keep your hands to yourselves? No matter whether someone seems like they're... You don't grab someone's privates.
No.
I feel like I have to tell this to like everyone. I'm like, what is the problem?
Okay, no means no.
Obviously.
Silence means no. Anything aside from here is my private part, would you please grab it, is a no. You don't assume. Usually when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. Hold on. When you assume in this instance, you just make yourself a friggin' predator and a douchebag and a...
I need the girls on this one.
I could go all day.
Girls, do you think they just don't understand how it makes us feel when they grab us? Or anyone, really. It doesn't have to be a man. It could be a woman, too. Do you guys get uncomfortable if somebody grabs you out of nowhere, or are you cool with it?
Yeah.
Do you have a problem with it?
Well, right, yeah. If it was like a stranger, but not like... If they just grabbed my arm or something, it wouldn't be
fine, yes.
But like, if
you're talking to a guy in a bar, It seems like you're feeling each other, and like he grabs your breast. Yeah. Is that going to make you uncomfortable?
Not. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you feel like, one, I didn't say you can do that. Two, you're showing me no respect right now. You're really it's a turn off. You're treating me like a piece of trash.
What's like the thought process?
Like
in
we
that
literally.
Well, that's a Givens question too, because I don't know. And you're not act like an entitled dude, but
bro,
I would think that the process is for a guy that they just are used to thinking it's okay. But at the same time, I said this to Givens a long time ago when all this started coming out with these celebrities. I said there was this guy on a reality show, and he said, every guy right now is like in his brain going, what have I done? Have I ever, you know, pushed it too far with a girl? And then Givens looked at me and snapped me back in and goes, no, Allie, guys don't think like that. Douchebags think like that.
Yeah.
Go, oh, see, even I'm allowing the crap to happen, see, without even knowing it. So I had to like readjust my mindset and go,
As long as you're not a piece of crap, you have nothing to worry about. I have.
So
been...
you're saying if a guy is stressed out about things he's done in his past, he's not a good dude.
Bro.
If he's stressed out, he might have crossed the line. That's fair.
Bro, I've been in strip clubs all over this country multiple times.
I'm shocked.
No. And I have zero worry. None.
Like you are never. You never once went, somebody's gonna come for me because I touched them inappropriately. Like never. And I loved it when you said that to me, Givens, because I was like, oh my god, I'm doing it again.
Reality check,
man. So I was like, props to you for saying that. But Cuba Gooding Jr. inappropriately grabbing a chick in the bar, which then it started a fight. Security, because he probably went,
whatever. I didn't mean it.
You acted like you wanted me. So, like, here's my advice. Just let us physically pull you onto our bed.
Seriously.
And then you can touch us once I have grabbed you by your shirt.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. So, welcome to Hell to the Gnaw, everyone.
Hell no.
Oh, we got a lot going on. We got a lot going on in here, man.
Yeah.
So what do you want to start with today? Because we got a lot of Hell to the Gnaws. And you can always text yours in to 71037 or call.
I got one like an hour ago. Spoiler alert, if you're eating your Cheerios or breakfast, put them away for a second.
Oh, no. This is going to be gross.
Yes. My girlfriend texted me, oh, my God, killer, our dog just threw up on the couch. But wait.
You were secretly happy. You weren't home, weren't you?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah,
but
I would
wait,
be too.
There's more.
Oh, no.
I get a text 2 minutes later.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. When I went to get stuff to clean it up, I came back and he was eating it.
That's pretty typical.
That's what dogs do.
Yeah, you got to get him away from it. Ugh.
Ugh.
Yikes. Yeah. Uh-huh. How about I'm already over the new dude?
Wait. No. You're already over. You just started the conversation with this guy.
The hell out of me. I'm not even gonna lie. This guy doesn't. This guy sends me song after song after song. I'm like, enough with the freaking songs.
Well,
I like music, but can you ask me a question?
So wait.
Hello.
Hold on. So he's throughout the day texting you just songs with no.
No, I don't text him throughout the day. I don't have time for that.
No, I'm saying
he texts me at night.
He's texting you. I'm saying these random songs with no explanation.
I get it. At first it was cute. And now it's like annoying because there's nothing but a song over and over and over and over. I'm like, can you ask me a question?
You're getting to know the dude.
I feel like I'm getting to know him.
That's all in your text. That's literally all there is just songs.
No, do you see it?
Yes, I see your text.
Okay, so let me show intern Fun Pants. Check this out.
Yo, just for craps and giggles, I need artists and titles of these songs. Just,
no, because you're not going to know any of these people are.
I don't. Somebody will.
They're like weird alternative B-cuts, okay?
Give their names.
I don't even know who these people are.
Oh, Jesus.
So anyway, I literally...
Talking to the mic.
Oh, sorry, I'm showing her. I get like a text and it's like, I'm at happy hour. Good for you. I'm at a baseball game. But then it's not like, oh, how was your day? It's like, let me tell you more about me.
You know what, Allie, I have the perfect response.
This guy is so annoying.
I have the perfect response to this guy. Send him a quick
It's called ghosting,
Givens. Nope, a quick little gift that says,
oh my God, who the hell... Okay.
I feel like he's sending me all his like songs that he loves and like saying what he's doing.
Oh my
and then
God.
There's never
who
like a
the hell
right, that's
hey.
I'm literally racing from one thing to the other with little kids. It's just like one song after another. I'm like,
oh my God. Who I mean, the hell
that's the way I
seriously
feel in my car. And so finally last night, he says, do you want to talk on the phone?
Bro,
I just was accidentally fell asleep, guys, even though I was awake for 2 hours after I got that text.
Dude, there's, okay.
This like, is a nightmare.
Allie loves to talk about herself.
Yes, but I'm trying to balance that. But I, meeting someone who only talks about themselves is like a whole other cup of tea for me, man.
I have been not. I'll say personally, I've been personally invested in your dating life, yes. And you've done a lot of good in this to ask the questions
and
not just talk about yourself. To do your best to try to get to know somebody that you're going on a potential date with.
Right.
Now, let me from the guy's perspective.
And
okay,
if this one's a booty call. I don't have that time. If you live in Madison, you need to live around here.
You guys have a date set up, right?
On Thursday, that I want to bail out on now because I'm so not interested in talking to him. He's boring me.
I'm trying to think from his vantage point because I am a guy.
I don't think he has one.
What is the appeal?
I don't know.
Can you?
You're asking,
I know.
Dude, you're asking the wrong person.
I know.
But the thing is, this is what bugs me about this dude. He acts really confident.
Yeah.
Which makes me want to write back and go, you have no idea really what you're doing, do you?
Or
who you're dealing with. Because I'm going to say, you're annoying me. You're talking about yourself.
You know what, though?
What do you, get over yourself, essentially.
You haven't said that. And what you haven't said is 1,000 times more powerful than what you would say. And what you actually have said is nothing.
Nothing. My silence is speaking volumes.
As someone who, this guy, sends photo or sends songs like that, I would always
send it. It was sweet at first.
I would send it and go, one of my favorite songs from one of my favorite bands. What are some of your favorite songs? What are some of your favorite bands?
Or did you like that?
You send the music with a question because you're getting to know the person.
You know what?
Dude.
You know how you always talk about alpha males and turnover achiever and beta males. So explain what a beta male is, because everybody knows what an alpha male is.
So if he calls himself an alpha, he's a beta.
Which means what is a beta.
You know they're cocky, they think they're hot,
it's a guy
whatever.
That acts like he's in control, but he's really subordinate.
He knows what he's doing, all that stuff. Yeah. And it's actually, he's just really insecure and kind of needs to get over himself.
Uh-huh.
And then you're good to go.
This guy brought these things up on one night and started talking about himself again, right?
Yeah.
And you'll love this, but this was the first red flag where I thought this guy so needs to get over himself. He doesn't know who he's dealing with because I will call him out.
Yeah.
He tells me, 98% of men are alpha or beta, right?
Oh, geez.
And then there's only 2%. No, you'll love this. There's only 2% that don't fall in that actually can figure out how to manage being the alpha and the beta combo where they're a normal.
So let me guess, he's in the 2%?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you know what I write back? But he's like, I'm in that 2%. So I write back. He's going on and on about himself. First red flag, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How he's not one of these other guys, which makes you think he is. They never are, right? So I finally write back after he's done talking about himself for 10 minutes on this text message. I write back and I go, so you're in the 2%. Got it. Guess I should keep you. Great.
Allie.
I was rude about
Allie.
It. I was like, this is such a turnoff.
Allie.
Stop talking about yourself. Next, right?
No.
He's boring the hell out of me.
How in the blue hell?
So
did
annoying.
Hold on. How did you not mention that exchange with
I
the alpha, beta, 98%, 2%?
Because we were talking about so much. We had it wrap up Mountain Man yesterday. Then we talked about this guy. Mm-hmm. And now this guy's annoying me.
Allie. Okay.
Ugh.
I am, okay.
I'm over it.
Okay, I got to process, but let me just say
something.
See
why women get annoyed and they get done dating?
I'm not going to look at you now.
Why you guys give up?
I'm not going to look at you now because okay. You have a date playing with this guy Thursday. He's in Madison.
What day is it? Tuesday,
He's in Madison, but you had agreed to meet in the middle, which means you're going to go 45, 50 minutes out of your way.
30 minutes. I'm on the west side.
Yeah, okay, 30 minutes
That's
out of your
far.
Way.
I drive to Port Washington.
Shut up and let me talk to you.
Fair enough.
If you travel more than... At all.
I know. That's what dudes do for booty calls. We don't do that.
This is my time. If you travel... shut up! If you travel at all to go on a date with this guy...
You'll kill me.
No.
I promise you...
I swear on everything. I will stop my vacation and I will call into this radio station on Friday morning and ream you out and make
fun of you
mock you relentlessly.
Okay, fine. I'll cancel it. But listen.
I can't believe you're even entertaining it after this.
Well, I was. It's been a day and now I'm over it. That's what it took. Gibbons, you don't understand. It's exhausting.
No crap.
And here's my thing. I don't have a lot of days. Yeah. I have like one day a week I can go on a date because of my kids and activities. I have new kids on the block tomorrow, so I can't. That's one of my free nights. But I cannot go on a date. So it leaves me with one day this week to actually go on a date with anyone, which is Thursday.
Yeah.
So then I feel like I'm wasting the day.
You are.
When I'd rather be with somebody I want to go out with, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And it's not this guy.
Okay.
And then I feel like I'm just wasting my time.
Yeah. We're going to wrap everything up here because we got a text to 71037.
Okay,
Allie, I'm going to give you 60 seconds on the clock right now. A 60-second review of what happened with Mountain Man.
Oh, God, I don't know if I can. Okay, so Mountain Man, it was going great. Great, uh-huh. Until it wasn't.
Yeah.
And then we had a deep conversation that went left.
Uh-huh.
And then it got awkward for 2 days.
Uh-huh.
We were supposed to go on a date on Friday night.
Uh-huh.
But then I opened my big mouth and told all my girlfriends. And then they got me riled up.
Yep.
And then I said some things I shouldn't have.
Uh-huh.
And then he said some things he shouldn't have.
Uh-huh.
And then he called off the date.
Uh-huh.
And then I
went to Tinder.
Went back to Tinder.
I started swiping
and I met the dude in Madison and now he's boring me.
So to the texter at 71037, I hope that recap helped. If it didn't help...
I went through the whole thing yesterday in ridiculous detail, okay?
Yes. Yes. You know what?
Look, I like Mountain Man. I cannot be with Mountain Man. That's it. That's the summary of it. It's not going to fit.
One final hell to the nod.
Lust does not mean that's the person you should be with. Yes.
One final hell to the nod. This is a recall to yesterday's show. At 6:30 yesterday morning, I asked Allie for a 1 second preview of what happened with Mountain Man. And she looked me dead in the face and goes, 1 minute, I can tell the entire story in less than that. There's not really a whole lot to it.
I did say that.
And then at 7:30,
I talked for 17 minutes about Mountain Man. It's a true story. Give it to me. He goes, really? Really? You can tell a story in under 30 seconds? You spent 17 minutes on the air yesterday. Like, screw you.
And then you said something about your self-awareness.
Yeah, self-aware. No self-awareness whatsoever.
But it was gold.
Well.
Hell to the no.
I got to tell you. Exhausting.
No crap, dude. I'm tired.
No crap.
I'm living through you and I'm exhausted. Jesus Christ.
Well,
man.
Are you an alpha male? Tell me all about it, Givens.
I'm 2%.
Right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie rewind.
Givens the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. All right, Givens the Great, 59 and 11, this guy. Unbelievable. You got to play our interns one of these days.
It could happen, maybe.
Oh, I'm sorry. Givens the Great, get in here. Sorry.
Oh, man, what's going on over here? You
hey, we had...
Back,
we asked you to leave so we could have a private conversation with Ashley from Racine, all right?
Oh.
Ashley, ready to stump Givens the Great this morning?
I sure am.
All right, let's go.
All right, Ashley, much like yourself, is there a woman on your mind?
No.
Does the person that you're thinking of maybe own a car?
No.
Are you thinking maybe of a human being?
Nope.
Could this be someone who possibly wears clothes?
No.
Maybe you got the character on your brain who stands on two legs?
Yeah.
Is this a Pokemon?
No, it is not.
Maybe on your mind is someone who was originally from a video game?
Nope.
Does the character on your brain have fur?
Supposed to, yeah.
Is this someone's pet?
No.
On your mind, is there someone who's originally from a TV program?
Yeah.
Perhaps you're thinking of a puppet?
Nope.
Is this character that you're thinking of the color brown?
Nope.
Maybe you got someone on your brain who is cat-like?
Yeah.
Maybe someone who is the color orange?
Nope.
On your mind, is there someone whose skin is the color blue?
Nope.
You might get him this morning, by the way.
I hope so. I've been listening every single morning, and I've been trying to think of a character that he will never figure out, and this is one not a lot of people would guess.
Let me clear up my crystal ball really quickly. I'm pretty sure I got it now. You'll be thinking of Garfield the cat, don't you?
Nope.
Oh, no!
It was a cat, though. Who were you thinking of?
Stimpy from Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, no!
Don't you remember Ren and Stimpy, Gibbons the Great?
Me name today be Gibbons the Mediocre. Let me just say happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy.
Idiot!
Yes. You stumped Gibbons the Great this morning with Stimpy from Ren and Stimpy. Thanks for playing along this morning.
Thank you.
Have a good one, Ashley.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. What did you do now? Am I going to have to like get
Allie.
Upset with you or what did you do?
Okay, I have been a ball of anxiety and nerves
Why?
All morning because tomorrow I'm going on a long road trip with my girlfriend, her two daughters, and her mom in my car. I'm very nervous.
You're driving? driving because it's cheaper, I'm assuming, or there's a reason?
It'll be a lot cheaper, yes.
Okay, just clarifying, because I would fly so quick.
Mm-hmm, and what just happened outside of this studio has not helped my anxiety this morning. In fact, I'm mortified. Okay, Allie. So like,
well, yeah, you're just going with the flow with four chicks. What do you expect?
Yeah, seriously, right?
You're not wearing any pants in this dynamic, brother.
And I'm in a room here with three chicks today. There's so much freaking estrogen in my life.
Oh, you poor baby. Hey, you're in here with the two dudes every day.
Yo, hold on.
You don't even talk to me about being the only one.
Here's where everything goes to hell in a handbasket.
Yes, tell me.
So it's like 10 minutes ago. We have 2 minutes left in a song, and then we're going to talk. I've had to go to the bathroom for like 45 minutes at this point. Number one, I had to pee, okay? We had a lot going on. I didn't have time to leave. I see 2 minutes. I go, in 2 minutes,
We got it. You went to pee. What happened? You're telling me. I'm like, what happened?
The men's room is locked, right? So I'm like, oh, God, what do I do?
Somebody's in there.
I really have to pee. I'll just go in the women's room, and no one will even notice.
We have two men's bathrooms. Why would you go in the women's?
I had 90 seconds. Okay, I didn't have the time.
You go in the women's bathroom.
I go in the women's bathroom. I pee really quickly. I flush the toilet. As I flush the toilet, I realize, oh God, I peed on the toilet seat a little bit. So I grab some toilet paper. I clean that off. I flush the toilet again. Now there's literally 30, 25 seconds before we have to come back on the air. I wash my hands.
Why don't you lift the seat?
I did, but I still got a little bit on the actual the seat under
the
seat.
We don't see that.
I know, but I'm...
Oh, my... Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Okay, yes.
I'm in the women's room, and I'm peeing.
Right, like you know what you're doing, yeah.
And of course, as soon as I open the door, there's a woman there waiting to use the restroom, and here comes me walking out, okay? I didn't know what to do because at this point, there's, without exaggeration, 5 seconds before we have to talk, and I'm at the bathroom down the hall. I go, oh my God. I go, oh my God, I really had to pee, and the other door was locked, and I peed on the toilet seat. I gotta go, and I run into the studio.
Wow, Gibbons.
And I've now been hiding in the studio for the last 10-15 minutes.
Who was the person waiting? I have to know the first name.
Allie, I literally don't even know, because I just looked up, saw somebody was there, looked down and said, oh my God, and just spewed out, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, and ran back in here.
Can't you use your own bathroom?
I wanted to,
go
but
pee
I didn't.
Outside for all I care.
I didn't have time to, Allie. It was literally either pee in my pants right now or run in the women's room. There's nobody here. And I didn't want to pee my pants. I got a busy day. I didn't want to have wet drawers for the whole damn day.
Wet drawers.
You know, I didn't want to be walking around all soaked.
Stay out of our bathroom? How about that?
Dude, I had to pee.
I don't care.
Well, I had to go.
You pee on our seat. You're taking it up.
You're acting like I did it on purpose.
You knew what you did.
Hold on. I followed my papu, my grandmother's advice. And she told me when I was a child, always, if you sprinkle when you tinkle, be a sweetie, wipe the seedy. I did just that. I just did it in the women's room.
Every time I go in my son's bathroom.
Yeah.
Because they have a bathroom and I have a bathroom, which is better that way as they're getting older.
Hell yeah, I need
privacy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, Gibbons, you know, like there's a vent for the air conditioner in the ground?
Yes.
Or the heat?
Mm-hmm.
I can see that they peed down that thing. I can see the yellow. I have to go down there and clean. I'm like,
hey, Allie.
But the funny thing is, I guarantee it wasn't on purpose. It was because they were flinging their dinglings around because I've seen them pee and I've had to scream at them. You guys are so ridiculous when you pee. I just want to say that.
As a boy, let me give you my surprise face.
You're nasty.
Let me give you my
surprise
face that your kids peed on the floor to the point that it got to the air vent.
I know, you're like, of course they did.
I'm 32
They're
years
nasty.
Old and I gotta clean that up once a week on
They're
my own
nasty.
End. And I'm trying to hit the bowl.
Well, as a woman, that's the thing. Like, we don't lift the seat, right, ladies? So we would never know if you peed. So when I go to clean the bathroom eventually, I'm amazed by all the crap under the seat. Like, do you not feel that way when you pick up a seat, ladies?
Yeah.
We don't look under it until we clean it. Like, we do not look under it.
Okay, moral.
So I have to remember when men come over, or you or whoever, that you're going to lift it, and then I got to clean it, because I wouldn't even think about the inside.
Moral of the story, should I feel as mortified and as embarrassed as I feel? Honestly.
Ladies?
Honest to God.
I have a story. I did that too at Whitewater.
But
I'm not kidding.
But you're a chick and the guys are probably like, oh, what she's doing in the bathroom.
I was like, oh my God, I'm sorry.
But women are like, get out of our bathroom.
No, were you at all drunk or partying when this
Sober.
Happened?
I was.
Okay. I'm having a newfound respect.
Yeah.
No, so I had an 8 a.m. class this whole semester.
Ooh. In college.
It was
You
the
signed
time.
Up for that on purpose?
Yeah,
it was the only time.
It was a bad choice.
That sucks.
So it was like in our like main university center, basically. And I walk, like there was bathrooms in the basement. So I was like, oh no, like I didn't even think like where. I thought it was the girl's bathroom. Like, not kidding.
See?
And yep.
Well, it makes you feel better if I tell you a story.
I was like, oh my God.
When I went in, I was at this gym one time and I didn't realize I was in a unisex locker room.
Oh.
First time to a gym, right? This is years ago. Did not know it was unisex. Walk in.
Oh my God.
It was like the family locker room.
Yeah.
Oh, swear to God, you guys, I walk in.
Oh my God.
I find a locker. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get my gym clothes. And I like walk over to the locker and I swear to you, I'm like this.
Unbuttoning your pants. Pants unzippered. Drow drops. She dropped
Drow.
Door
opens.
No way.
It's a man.
Oh, so you gave him a full moon?
I was this close to being naked. I was like, I'm in a family locker room. I'm in a family locker room. Oh, my God.
So what did you do?
I zipped up my pants quietly, like hoping he didn't notice. And I went into the bathroom, which were there for us to change. That had shower. But I didn't see him. I thought I really.
Spoiler alert. They saw. He saw.
Hell,
no,
you might have just seen
me.
Everything. I don't care. But you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well,
so I'm like,
I'm glad that you only mimicked you pulling your pants down to your ankles. Didn't actually do it.
I want to know why you're peeing in our bathroom.
I had to freaking go. I had 30 seconds
don't
to
care.
Go. When nature calls, you got to answer, dude. You got to. Would you rather me be in here with pee pants and you have to smell my freaking pee pants?
Whatever. That'd be better, actually, than you taking up our bathroom. Call your mom. Say, hey, look, Ma, I made it. I'm peeing in the women's bathroom.
Bitch.
It's great.
This sucks.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
Come on, don't act like you haven't heard him in every single song on the radio going, we the best!
He's the guy
DJ
in the song.
DJ Khaled!
DJ Khaled!
Yes.
Another one.
You saw him do the Weight Watchers commercial.
I forgot about that.
Oh, I didn't forget about that.
Oh,
they sure
my
did
God.
Stop, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't noticed, but they aren't doing it anymore.
It's been a while.
Well, you know, I'm just saying. So anyway, well, DJ Khaled suing after he says they screwed him out of getting the number one spot on the Billboard chart. Now, here's what happened.
What?
He said they did not count over 100,000 sales of his latest album.
But how do they not count sales
if
things are sold?
Here's where it gets tricky, okay? So the chart.
Kay.
So this is what all like artists live for. They want to be number one on the charts.
That's true. Yeah, it's all vanity.
It's a behind the scenes thing, but it's not. Because then it helps you get played on the radio,
uh-huh.
Your success. You can say I'm number one. Blah blah blah. You get the picture.
Blah, totally.
Well, Tyler the Creator came out as number one with his stuff, and then DJ Khaled thought he was going to be number one, and he got pissed, and he said, this is messed up. Well, you know why they said that he got dumped down to number two?
Why?
Because they decided not to count the 100,000 votes that
why?
He was claiming, because they were bundled in with a deal he had with an energy drink. So essentially, what I'm getting at here is an energy drink is like promoting him.
Yes.
They're helping him get people to download. It's basically he's paying to get someone's paying.
Yep.
It's all money, right? He's getting paid to like promote this, and he's getting more exposure because of his money that he's getting paid. And then that makes you see what I'm saying.
There are two instances that happened recently, kind of similar. Remember when Travis Scott came out with Astroworld?
Yes.
And part of buying tickets to the tour was getting a copy of the album, which made him
made
number
him
one.
Manipulate the numbers.
And then Nicki Minaj came out and was like, "I actually have the number one album," and that was a big thing.
Yes.
I think it was in like September.
Yes.
And then if you remember a few years ago, Jay-Z when he released the 444 album,
yeah.
He totally its success as going platinum in 4 days, but the reason it went platinum was because anyone who signed up for Sprint during that time was Sprint phones,
yes,
was given that album for free. So Jay-Z's
so that's why they're saying, DJ Khaled, we're not giving you those 100,000 album sales because they're not really sales.
It's not like I went to the store and downloaded the album. It's not like
yeah.
I got a or whatever drink he's got, and the album was an add-on, which I think.
Yeah.
Billboard's right. Totally
I get,
right.
Yeah, and he said they had agreed to count him, and now they won't count him, so something must have happened.
You know what? If there was that agreement, it's going to be on paper somewhere.
Yeah. Does Nicki Minaj hate DJ Khaled? or she just joke when she rips on all these rappers and her, because she has this one song, Barbie Dreams,
yeah,
where she says, you know, me and DJ Khaled, we ain't speaking, ain't no, and then she says, ain't no fat bleep telling me what he ain't eating, making fun of his like diet. So I was like, do her and DJ Khaled have beef? Or because she rips on tons of people in her songs and I love
it. Okay, let me legitimately answer this to the best of my knowledge. Nicki Minaj, when she raps, she has like characters. I'm using air quotes, like Roman is one of her characters. Mm-hmm. And when she disses a lot of these people, it's the character dissing them. So Roman, so Roman might have beef with DJ Khaled, whereas Nicki doesn't. Mm-hmm. And the world goes round and round and round it goes.
We're the best.
Another one.
Another. Well, Snapchat too. Oh, we remember DJ Khaled was really big on Snapchat for a while. Like almost like he. I mean, he wasn't Kylie Jenner on Snapchat, but he was one of those people that was. I swear, he got the Weight Watchers deal because of Snapchat.
And I, I followed him. I watched every day, and I became a bigger fan of his music
because you watch his Snapchats.
But then that I almost I literally just almost
Well, you're on vacation in 45 minutes. You're pumped.
That crap got boring though, man. When it's DJ, I mean, his motivational messages are cool.
You're right. It did get boring. It was like funny at first.
The first like 2 weeks of when he wakes up and would go, Chef D, what's for breakfast, Chef D? We got the egg whites, the turkey sausage, and I'm like,
which he never got smaller. That's why it was confusing, because DJ Khaled would literally be like, look at how healthy I'm eating with my chef, and then you would see him and he would be the same size, which I don't give a damn what size you are. I could care less about actually anyone and what size they are, but DJ Khaled, to promote like he's living all this healthy stuff, but he looks the same repeatedly, I'm like, what's really going on? Are you just like getting stoned at night and eating a ton of food? I don't know what's happening.
Let's take a walkway through the pathway to more success. Lion! Lion! I swear to God, every day, and every like, this is awesome, and then I'm like, this is boring, and then I unfollow.
Yeah. Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings, and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. We're live from the KissFM AdamDeputy.com studios.
Yes.
So, Gibbons, you're out of here, man. You're going on vacation.
Yes.
So listen to this, everybody.
Oh, man.
Let me talk to the ladies and gentlemen out there.
Okay.
Riggs and Gibbons decided to somehow end up having the same the same day off. So tomorrow, you may just want to not tune in, quite frankly. It's the Alley Show.
Oh, hell yeah!
The show you have not been dreaming of.
Okay.
Somebody gave Alley her own mic and let her go. Bad news. No, so I'm literally going to be here tomorrow. The interns will be here. I think we're going to have some good discussions, actually. Because you are kind of one of the chicks, even though you're a dude.
Totally, no.
You'll have girl talk with us and get into it, just like I'll have guy talk with you. But it may get juicy tomorrow is what I'm starting to think.
Can I ask you an honest question?
No. Yes, Gibbons.
I will be leaving in my car with my girlfriend, her two daughters, age 6 and 3, and her mother at like 4 a.m. tomorrow.
For a road trip?
For an 1,100-mile road trip to Colorado Springs, Colorado. Now, Allie, if at some point
I love road trips with one other person, not my kids.
My girlfriend's never done like a long road, like a long one like this. Like she's done like a couple hundred miles, but never.
Oh, that's nothing. A couple hundred miles.
No, I know.
It's like freaking the Dells.
I know, and I'm trying to like explain to her how much prep's gonna go into it. So Allie,
not even prep, just you're gonna drive each other crazy because there's too many people in a small vicinity.
It's gonna be a make or break thing.
You can't escape.
So if I'm going like
you'll
super crazy,
no, you'll deal with it.
No, I'm asking you, if I'm going nuts tomorrow, can I call in? Can I call into your show, Allie? Can I call into your show
you
from the road?
You call into the Allie show tomorrow? Hell yes.
I mean, you know,
I actually would love that.
If your people choose to answer.
But don't call in an hour. Call in like 3 when you're really ready to kill each other.
Allie.
Because the first couple hours, you're excited. Mm-hmm. You're on adrenaline. The kids are still groggy.
Uh-huh.
By 9 a.m., they're just ready to get out of the car screaming and you're annoyed.
Listeners know 7:30 is like prime time radio time, and that'll be about 3.5 hours into our drive, and I'm smelling I might be just out of it by 7:30.
Yeah.
I might have to make that call. We might have turned we might have turned the car around by then.
I hate to say this because when we were kids, we just figured it out, and I had to drive to New Jersey. You're from Jersey.
Yep, I know where you're going.
My grandparents lived in New Jersey. Uh-huh. We spent two, and maybe I was just used to it because it's all we did. We spent two days in the car.
Yep.
In our station wagon.
Uh-huh.
And we would drive to New Jersey. Now, there was nothing to do but like look at license plates, I hope you have some technology for these kids because they're not going to know what the hell to do.
We've got technology on technology.
That's how you block them from and you get them to be quiet.
We've
pacify them with technology in the car for your own sake, but you're not going to have Wi-Fi, so you got to be careful.
Allie.
And you got to make sure that stuff's downloaded. Gibbons, are you ahead of the game?
Two things.
Okay.
Already went on and downloaded movies and TV shows.
Do you have chargers for the tablets when they die?
We are going to have, without exaggeration, between all of the portable chargers we have, 17 full charges ready to go. And 17.
Wait, how do you even own 17 chargers? That's absurd.
No, you got me a power strip
where'd the other 16
that has
come
four
from?
Charges in it.
Oh, I forgot it. I got the gift for Christmas. Yes. Yeah. I forgot that.
I have another one.
It had four in it.
Yep, another one. I have has four in it. My girlfriend has two that have
got
four
it.
In it.
I carry my battery everywhere and charge my phone.
I had something to say. I was going somewhere.
No, you said you
it.
Had everything. Do you have a big bag of crappy food?
Oh, and then we have
food to pacify them.
We got the big bag of crappy food. We've got technology.
This is how we parent in 2019.
I remember.
We parent in 2019 by pacifying them with a bunch of crap.
If the girls are like, I don't like what we downloaded. Both mine and my girlfriend.
I would be pissed.
Both mine and my girlfriend's phone have mobile hotspots. So we'll have Wi-Fi in the car with us if needed.
Then you're fine.
I thought you were going to use the F word. Then you're F'd
well,
up.
Well, no, why wouldn't you use the Wi-Fi if you have it?
Oh, no, we're going to.
Yeah, you can use Netflix with the Wi-Fi. That's the thing. My kids get in the car with their tablets. They can't use anything because there's no Wi-Fi. And I'm like, I'm like, play a game or color. Bye.
So follow along on my journey at Radio Gibbons on all social medias. I'm going to hop on the Kiss social medias, too. The full journey will be on social
for
y'all.
You better call me tomorrow, then.
Oh, man. What the hell am I doing?
I want to hear how it's going.
What the hell am I doing?
This is what we say every day to you, Gibbons. What the hell are you doing?
True.
It's Kiss.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.